It's necessary for you to stay connected to the blesser if you want the continuum of the blessings of God upon your life. You need to know who your source is. God is my source.
Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. We're glad that you've joined us today. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today. Let's join it in progress, and I'll be back at the close of the program.
Let's continue in this series entitled Blessed and Highly Favored. This is part two from that series, The Power of the Blessing. Let's go into the message today with Pastor Rogers.
I want to remind you of what the Holy Spirit spoke into my soul a couple of weeks ago concerning this series of messages. He impressed me that I am to pray and that we should pray collectively for God's wisdom and guidance on how to handle the favor and blessing of God that is imminent for the believers and for this house. I received that word early one morning before the sun rose, and I can tell you it's still reverberating in my soul. Last week we talked to you about the chosen for the commanded blessing. And in light of that, I want to remind you very quickly of some of the points from that message to rehearse in your mind. That a blessing is not a blessing if you're not prepared for it. Sometimes we receive things we feel like that we're ready for, but if you're not ready for it, it can cause you to collapse. Not only that, but you need to know the source of your blessing and that God is the source of all blessing. Say that with me. God is the source of all blessing. Staying connected is the key to sustaining that blessing. You don't get the blessing and then disconnect from the blesser. It's necessary for you to stay connected to the blesser if you want the continuum of the blessings of God upon your life. You need to know who your source is. God is my source. Say that with me. God is my source. Say it again. God is my source. So wherever you are and whoever you work for, remember God is your source. If you get to the place where you're stuck in such a condition that you feel like you can't live or survive unless so-and-so comes around and puts it into your hands, then you're going to always be going back to that person to get your blessing. But our blessings, the Bible says, come down from the Father of light, in whom there is no shadow, no variableness, no darkness at all. In other words, the real blessings of God come down from above, from God Almighty. It's important for you to understand that obedience in the small things prepare you for the greater things that are to come. So if you can't handle the small things, then you will not be able to handle the greater things that are coming. Oh, God, bless me with greater things. He said, how you doing with that $10? How you doing with that car? God, bless me with a better car. Are you taking care of the one you got? We're in a society right now that elevates the blessing above the blesser. We elevate it to such a degree that we think we've got it, but all it takes is one phone call, how about like the flu? Or the, whatever they call it, the 24, they got a new flu coming out all the time. If it isn't a bird, it's a monkey. All blessings of God are conditional. Say that with me. All blessings of God are conditional. What does that mean? God says, if you do this, I in turn will do this. Deuteronomy chapter 28 outlines for us the blessings and the curse. He said, if you'll keep my commandments, if you'll walk in my ways, then you'll receive these blessings. But if you don't, then these curses will come upon you. And so many times we want to blame other people or blame God when in fact it's our lack of walking in obedience and humility before God that puts us in a place where the Bible says this. I didn't say that. The Bible says that if you receive the blessing from the Lord and you make it an idol to you, then you will receive what that idol brings. You'll become like the idol. In other words, if you will believe the lie, then the lie you will become. Whatever it is that you bring in and make an idol, you will become what that idol is. So with all these things in mind that I brought to you last week, let me talk to you about the power of the blessing. Because I want you to understand that God, in his awesome will, it is his will, his desire, his determination to bless you. This is not light words. These are the last four words that God spoke as a designed blessing that was to come out of the mouth of the high priest upon the nation of Israel. We're not blessed because we deserve it. We're not blessed because of who we are. We're blessed because of whose we are. If you belong to the Lord, if you're His child, you're blessed sitting in this building or watching right now. I don't have to wait for my blessing. I am blessed and highly favored, not because I say that I am, but because God has put His hand upon my life. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm not going to go through trouble, because you can know that the devil, the enemy, will do everything he can to stop that blessing from getting to you. But I can assure you, no devil in hell and nothing that the enemy can throw up in your path will stop the blessing of God on you and your house and your children's children. In fact, the Bible said the blessings of God will come upon you to the third and the fourth generation. So it's not just about you getting a blessing and consuming it and hoarding it. In fact, when you're blessed so that your children's children's children can receive the blessing. In fact, I'm living off of the blessings that my grandparents prayed down. Come on, somebody. Right now. Whatever prayer I pray, whatever God does in my life is not for me. It's for my children and my children's children. You don't earn salvation. You don't earn deliverance. And you can't earn the favor of God. It is the grace of God, the blessings of God, that have no limits to it. Our God is a God of no restriction. When God said He'll bless you, there is no limit to the blessing that He will bestow upon you. So who is it that is chosen to bless you? Because out of a blessed God comes the blessings of God. You don't want some weak, enamored, emaciated idol. That's the reason why God got so upset with the nation of Israel. And you read about it in the book of Jeremiah and some of the other prophets. The fact is, they turned His blessings into idols and began to give worship and homage to those idols. And God said those things are deaf, dumb, and blind. They're wood, hay, and stubble. They don't have the ability to bless your life and to keep you. God said, I want you to know your blessings come from the God who is the maker of heaven and earth. He is the Almighty God, the everlasting Father. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. He is the great I Am, the morning star. He is Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nissi, Jehovah Sitkanu. He is the strong tower, the fortress, the deliverer, the savior of all mankind. That is the God you're receiving blessings from. Out of a blessed God comes blessings from God. Celebrities' names may open up Hollywood, and Bill Gates' name may open up Wall Street, and Stephen Hawking may open up the university campus, but the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The name of the Lord will open up the windows of heaven and plug up the gates of hell, because God Almighty has that power to bless. If you're writing some things down, get this by definition. The blessing defined is this. The blessing is the impartation of the supernatural power of God unto a human life by the spoken word of God's delegated authority. In other words, in the book of Numbers that we've read here just prior to that, God had given to Moses and the outline for the high priest as he was bestowing upon them the rules on keeping the vow of the Nazarite vow. Some of you may remember that as it is associated with the strong man, Mr. Universe of the Old Testament, Samson, who the Bible said he was not to cut his hair or take strong drink, or to cavort with some women that were outside of his own tribe. And on, there's a list of things that the Nazarite vow included. And when he got to the end of that, Moses commanded his high priest Aaron, God through Moses, commanded the high priest that God's first delegated authority, the high priest, was to bestow a blessing upon the nation of Israel by his vested authority. He said, I want the high priest to speak the blessing over my people. Now, because it is God's promise and not man's, the promise and the blessing from Numbers chapter 6 It not only has come to pass upon the nation of Israel, but is still coming to pass today, because God's word, when he speaks it, reverberates to the generations that are to come. Genesis 1 and 28 says that the first thing that God did was bless the man and woman. The first thing that God did for man and woman, he blessed them. Verse 28, and God blessed them and said unto them, be fruitful and multiply, replenish the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing or creeping thing that moves upon the earth. So the Bible said part of the blessings of God upon your life is to have dominion over the earth, over the fish, the fowl, and everything that creeps upon the earth. You're to have authority over every creep in the land. Look straight at me right now. Just look straight at me. Genesis 12 and 3 says, God blessed Abraham and made a covenant with Abraham. Now, if you want to know what God's foreign policy is from the nation of Israel to all the nations of the world, it's found in Genesis 12 and 3, where God made this covenant with Abraham and said, I will bless those that bless you and curse those that curse you. I hope that Kim Jong-un and the Ayatollah in Iran and all the other terrorists that are plotting against the nation of Israel hear the word of the Lord. I will bless those that bless you, Israel, and I will curse those that curse you. And in you shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. I want to say to those of you that are watching and all of you that are in this auditorium, if the United States of America and the leadership of America forget this covenant, we are doomed to destruction like every other nation that kicked Israel to the side. May God add his blessing and God give us grace in the leadership of America now and into the future to stay arm in arm, hand in hand with the nation of Israel and receive the blessing of the Lord upon the United States of America. To do anything otherwise is to bring destruction upon America. Abraham then passed this blessing to his son Isaac, who then passed the blessing to his son Jacob, who Jacob then passed it to his 12 sons. And that was in just the Old Testament, and there's many more blessings that were handed down from generation to generation. But it didn't stop there. Let me just add this caveat for you. 80% of all of the Pulitzer Prize winning individuals in that list, 80% of them are Jewish. If you don't think the blessing hand of God is upon the Jewish people, you better wake up and think again. In the New Testament, the blessing does not stop. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 3 through 11, the very first message that Jesus declared was the power of the blessing. Jesus spoke this blessing, and we are to be the recipients of it today. Verse 3, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and shall say all manner of evil against you falsely for my name's sake. God said, I've sent this blessing out to remind you that there is a condition to this. As you seek me first, the kingdom of God and his righteousness, these blessings shall come upon you. And Deuteronomy 28 says, they won't just come upon you, but they will overtake you.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.